We have an update now from the Supreme Court. The court ruled this morning in a case that could have gutted the Voting Rights Act, but it didn't. By an 8-1 margin, the justices left the law intact, although they did say more voting districts should have the chance to be free of Justice Department oversight. NPR's Nina Totenberg joins us now. Nina, tell us what was at issue in this case.
Well, the core of the Voting Rights Act and its most successful provision was what's called Section 5, which required the Justice Department to pre-clear any changes in voting procedures in certain designated areas with a history of racial discrimination or discrimination against, for example, Hispanic voters. This was mainly the South, but not exclusively the South. And it has been the most successful piece of legislation by everybody's reckoning in the last half century to change what America is today. Now, this was a challenge to the most recent reenactment of that provision, saying the times have changed and it's unconstitutional to treat these jurisdictions differently than the rest of the country, that they shouldn't have to go to the Justice Department begging, basically, to have their, if they want to change procedures or laws in their jurisdictions. And at argument, it looked very much like the court was going to strike down the Voting Rights Act, but it didn't do that today.
But did the ruling that the High Court gave today, did it change anything?
It did change something. What the court said in an opinion, 8-1 opinion written by Chief Justice Roberts, said that the so-called bailout provision of the law, this is a provision of the law that allows jurisdictions with a good record for 10 years, no problems for 10 years, to bail out, to say, I don't have to get my laws pre-cleared or my changes pre-cleared anymore. That bailout provision should have a wider application. Until now, it applied only to those districts that registered voters. And the district that brought this case did not register voters. It had elections, but it was so small it didn't register voters. A larger county or series of counties registered voters. And the court said, no, this jurisdiction should be able to bail out. Congress, when it amended the act, expected more bailouts, which it did. And every jurisdiction that has a good record and conducts elections should be able to bail out.
Now, Nina, we only have a few seconds, but could you tell us what could have happened to the Voting Rights Act?
Well, if it had been struck down, I talked to lots of people involved in this. They did not know how they could rebuild it. And actually, most of the jurisdictions covered by the act like it. Most of the southern states, for example, filed briefs in support of the act. So I think it's going to be pretty hard to find challengers. Now that more sections, more subdivisions can bail out, they will bail out if they've got a good record and they want to.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And for our legal affairs correspondent, Nina Totenberg.